And welcome back. This is Jerry Hobby standing in for Stephen Kay. Stephen Kay is out sick, and you should hear the guy trying to talk. He sounds horrible, so we get to make fun of him. He can't even talk back. He's listening, but he cannot even answer back. Today we're talking to Dr. Dan Cuney about juicing and wellness, and we'll get to him in just a moment. If you'd like to call the show and ask questions about juicing and the impact on nutrition and wellness, we want you to call in. You can call in at 713-783-8365. And if you call in at that number while the show is live, we'll try to get you on the air and bring in your questions and answer them live in the show. If you're listening to the show on a recording and you call that number, you'll still get through to Stephen Kay, and we'll get you connected and get your question answered. That's 713-783-8365. Okay. So now what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Dr. Dan. Now, Dr. Dan, It's interesting. I read your article and you're talking about juicing, and I see these guys on infomercials and stuff, and they're doing juicing and they're grinding up carrots and apples and stuff like that. But there's really, when it comes to health, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on in the world of juicing and what makes juicing important?
Certainly. Juicing is interesting because when we talk about juicing, some people, what they first think is blending. And juicing and blending are two different things. So let me give you an example. If you take a 5-pound bag of carrots and you do it in a decent juicer, you'll probably get about 4 8-ounce glasses of carrot juice. Okay. Now, if you take a 5-pound bag of carrots and try to eat them, good luck. You know, you're going to be pretty darn full. You'd probably be falling over and never want to see a carrot again. And the same thing is true with blending. So, there is a lot of benefit to the fiber that are in vegetables. God put them there for a reason. But what juicing does is it extracts the more essential nutrients from the food. And then it's sort of like super doses it, if you will. So you're getting lots and lots of, in this example, carrots. And a small glass of juice. And so what it does for our bodies is it really helps ramp up some deficiencies. And some of the programs that I've worked with in the past, like, for example, there's a program called Holly Acres, which works dramatically with helping people with all sorts of serious disease, including cancer. They've gotten phenomenal results. And one of the main things that, Gerson therapy uses, Holly Acres therapy uses, and so on, is this concept of 8 8-ounce glasses of carrot green juice per day. Now, that sounds like a lot, and it is, but when you have cancer, you're willing to do what you need to do. And, people just transform with this. And there's other aspects to the program, of course, and, eating better and all those other things, getting rid of all the processed foods. But the point that I really wanted to make is that I've seen this help people so many times and restore them so many times that I felt like it was worthy of a show that we could kind of talk about it a little bit.
Well, when you were comparing juicers and blenders, like I have one of them, those high-end blenders where I could put a brick in there and turn it into something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, one of these powerful blenders. And I love my blender for what it does, but I also have a juicer, and they're extremely different. And my concern with using the juicer is that it does remove, a large portion of the fiber. But I guess what it's leaving behind is actually the more important stuff, which is the nutrition, right?
Yes. Yeah, and that's the whole point. It's like, can you do it any other way? Really not. And to be honest with you, it doesn't make much sense. Like, why would we need the juice to get healthy? Well, it's because of the way that we've eaten for the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. So that's the reason. So this is sort of like a recharge. There's a book, and it's written, I can get the name for you in a second, but it's written and it talks all about people trying to do weight loss. And there's research that just shows that just adding 2 8-ounce glasses, I'll explain what the 8-ounce thing is about, 2 8-ounce glasses, one mid-morning, one mid-afternoon a day can turbocharge your way to weight loss. Now, why would it be that you would, eat the, restricted diet, getting healthier and doing all this thing, and you get a certain level of weight loss, but just by adding juice in that you would get more weight loss? What do you think?
Oh, well, geez, I can't even imagine. Like, the only thing I would think is something to do with antioxidants, but I don't see where that would feed it. And there's sugar, like a lot of sugars in juice, so that couldn't possibly, I mean, I have no clue. Fiber? Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive. That's why I asked you, you know, sorry to put you on the spot, but it seems completely counterintuitive. So you think about the fact that our body needs fuel to work appropriately. So just like you put gas in your car and you got to have the right gas, and we put the wrong gas in your car is not going to run efficiently. Well, the same thing is true with our bodies. We need the fuel. We need all those basic nutrients to create certain reactions in our body. So if we want to lose weight, there's a catabolic reaction that has to happen. And if one of the nutrients is missing, that's just going to slow down the process. So doing that is the first piece. The second piece is a little bit more intuitive, is that when you put in all this heavy nutrition, what you do is you detoxify. Now, weight loss is a tricky thing. People don't understand that one of the reasons we hold on to our weight is because that's where we're storing our toxins. So our liver can only deal with so many toxins in a day or whatever. So what it does is the things that it cannot handle, it just shunts it out and puts it in the adipose tissue, which is a fancy way of saying fat tissue. And when it does that, we have all this toxins in there. So if we try to lose weight and we start dumping all these toxins, it's way too much for our body to handle. And our liver says, hell no, that's not going to happen. And it shunts the toxins back out to the adipose tissue and it stores it there and stops and blocks the weight loss. So you have to have some sort of natural way to detoxify if you want to create permanent weight loss.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Well, not only do I feel fat now, I feel fat and sick. It's like, wow, thank you, uh-huh.
Yeah.
But that's the truth. And because, I mean, it's interesting because nowadays you hear everybody talking about modern nutrition and healthier eating, and you hear all this stuff everywhere, and better option menus and more, you know, whole grains and stuff, even at McDonald's. And we're still like the fattest people in the world. It's like no matter what anybody says or does, it seems like we're just getting fatter as a society. So I feel like there's something we're not understanding out there. I mean, I don't get it, but there's just a real science to this weight loss. It's not just about eating too much or whatever, that there's a science to how to maintain the body weight. So why do you think that these days that everybody's just getting fatter? Is there a difference in the food, or are we learning the wrong things?
Well, there's two main things. One is that we've gotten scared of fat. So in other words, protein, fat, and carbohydrates. We've gotten scared of fat. And there's a book written, it's called Eat Fat, Lose Fat. And it's by Mary Meek and Sally Fallon. And it is a very good book. It's a little heady, but the point is that if you eating the appropriate saturated fats in your diet, which is like the fat that's in steak or coconut oil or so on, that what happens is you will be let go of the fat in your body. But if you try to do this low fat craze that's been going on for the last 20 years, which is we're starting to get out of it because people are realizing it's not working, but they were going to low fat craze, and what did they replace those fats with? They replaced them with carbohydrates. Now, fat gives you three times the amount of energy that carbohydrates does. So now they're eating all these refined carbohydrates, not carbohydrates from vegetables. That's not what I'm talking about. All these refined, everything's in the center of the grocery
store. Sugar, white flour, like that.
Exactly. And all that stuff that's in the center of the grocery store, just all that does is it throws up your blood sugar dramatically, okay? It requires a huger insulin response. When the insulin response comes in, it suppresses all your sex hormones, your growth hormone, and all these other hormones. So it makes you feel like you're a dragon, and you're wondering why everybody needs to be on hormone therapy by the time 45, you know? It's so obvious. And then you put on this other piece of the puzzle. Now, I don't like to be, you know, thinking conspiracy or anything like that, but just because of economics, it's been cheaper for them to process these foods with all sorts of chemicals in them and all sorts of things that block your body from really staying well. So what ends up happening is that there's processes like your hypothalamus. I know it's a weird, but it's a piece of your brain that's the brain-body connection. And at the hypothalamus, there's been shown that these toxins kind of lodge and block the process. And so one of the, there was this German weight loss that was really kind of expensive and used by really high-end, you know, people had a lot of money, would go out to Germany, lose weight loss. One of the first things they did is they would work on giving them hypothalamus supplements. And that was, you know, that's what I do in my office, and it sounds kind of weird, but yeah, we can actually feed a gland in your brain, and by feeding the hypothalamus, restoring that back to its proper function, then it can, you know, sense what's going on in the internal body and external body better. We can start detoxifying, pull the toxins out of the adipose tissue, and, you know, cleanse the liver. Everybody thinks cleansing is just about the liver, but it's really about all the way down to the cellular level. So it's complicated concept, but it does make sense. We're, the amount of carbohydrates we're eating, the amount of starch we're eating, we're increasing heart disease, we're increasing obesity, and we're increasing diabetes. I mean, it was not there in traditional diets. I've done a show before on Weston A. Price, which is, you know, one of, there's some stuff on my website you can read about it. There's even some recipes on the website you can read about it, and some video recipes. And they talk about, traditionally, they didn't have all these problems. You know, in the cultures, they didn't have diabetes, heart disease, cancer. It just didn't exist until we brought in processed foods.
And I heard you mentioning, like, heart disease and cancer, and I'm sure you know this, but it's like heart disease is the number one killer of women these days. And I think a lot of women don't realize that. but I do want to ask you a little bit about cancer, and because what I'm hearing a lot of is, I'm hearing, okay, take antioxidants and it helps to reduce aging and stuff. And so I know that that's all part of juicing or whatever, but, and then there's cancer. So besides, I mean, we've been talking about obesity, but there's a lot of benefits to this, I guess, other than just dealing with obesity, because it helps to prevent cancer and maybe even helps to cure it. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, I definitely feel like it's one of the major steps to getting people well. Now, can you get well from cancer without juicing? Yes, but it accelerates the process. I've seen it so many times in patients. And I want to take a second to just talk about the 8-ounce glass fit scenario. What we found is, over experience of, you know, hundreds of people, that there's this level for most people that if you have this much, you know, more than this much juice, which for most people is 8 ounces, what ends up happening is you get a little bit of a boost from, you know, from the nutrients that are in there, and maybe even from a little bit of the fructose that's in this, the natural sugar that's in there. But then you have a little bit of a crash, and we don't want that crash. So what we do is we tell people to get, you know, do 8 ounces at a time. Now, when I'm working with somebody who's, you know, very, very sugar sensitive, like you mentioned yourself a little bit, then we would use 4-ounce glasses, okay, because we don't want to throw the blood sugar too much. And so, but we have seen that if you do carrot green juice, and you just work this, and you just can keep getting in and giving those nutrients, just accelerate towards health. And I believe it's more than just the actual nutrients in the glass. And what I mean by that, I believe there's sort of a energetic power punch to juice. And when you juice, you'll feel it. Like you'll drink an 8-ounce glass of juice and you'll just kind of feel a little bit stronger. And as you keep doing that, there's something about the life force that God put inside vegetables and fruit and, you know, the natural products on our planet, that when we put them in our body and they're not processed a lot, and don't get me wrong, I realize it's quickly processed through the juicer, but, you know, it's pretty close to its original nutrient density, that life force just strengthens the person. I can remember having a patient come in, her testimony is on my website, and she walked in the door, and she had inoperable lung cancer. Now, I need to stop for a second and be really clear. I don't treat cancer. I treat the person and help them get well, regardless whether they're deciding to do, you know, medical intervention alongside or not. But we just try to strengthen them along the way. And, you know, but in her particular instance, she's had some friends that went down the path of chemotherapy and radiation, and she just said, I don't want to go down that path. And it was inoperable lung cancer. So they gave her 6 months left to live. She was like, well, I don't want to go out that way. And, you know, is there anything else we can do to, you know, help me? And I said, well, we can increase your quality of life and let's go for it. You know, so we started juicing with her, 8 8-ounce glasses of carrot juice every day. Now, be honest, I did do a lot of nutrition with her too, you know, nutritional supplements. As you know, I use whole food nutritional supplements to upregulate her immune system and work on everything. But she, you know, got her vitality back. She lost weight naturally. She started feeling better. Her whole family and friends couldn't believe that, you know, they were like, oh my God, I haven't seen Elizabeth, you know, look like this in years and years. And she had all this vitality. When she came in, she was huffing and puffing, just walking in the front door, not climbing stairs, just walking in the front door. She's huffing and puffing. And, you know, she just got better and better and better. And she was really doing phenomenally. Now, one thing that did happen was, she outlived her medical doctor's, you know, predictions. They said 6 months. And she was with us for 2 years. And then about at 2 years, she was like in her late 70s, and she just kind of gave up. And I'm sure you've seen this before. So she stopped taking her supplements. She just was ready to go. And so she stopped taking her supplements. She didn't tell her daughter about it. She didn't tell me about that. And she did, you know, end up passing. But the good news is that she had such a better quality of life while she was here. And it showed me, you know, without question, what is the human body is possible and predictable of doing. Because before she passed, she started having some heart problems because she stopped taking her supplements. She went into the medical doctors again, got imaged, looked at the thing, and they were dumbfounded to find that the cancer had not grown a bit. As a matter of fact, the tumor had shrunk, and they had expected that it was going to metastasize all over the body, and they couldn't believe what they were seeing.
Well, and thank you for sharing that story. And I'm, you know, I'm actually glad it's a story where it didn't end up with, and she miraculously didn't have cancer anymore. And not because it's, you know, because it's more real, because we, you know, it's maybe miracles happen and all that, but it's just real to say, hey, we took her to another level, a new quality of life. And so, you know, I can see what you've done. You've given her energy. You helped her get out of that part of her life, but whether somebody's sick or not sick, you can bring all this together and give somebody more quality of life just by having that proper nutritional balance and you know, with juicing and everything to help people have you know, a balanced life so their body works the way it's supposed to work. Okay, and so if you're interested in talking to Dr. Dan or setting up an appointment with Dr. Dan, you can call him at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. Or you can visit his website, drdanwellness.com. Go to drdanwellness.com. You can read a little bit more about what Dr. Dan does, who he is, and his background. I personally have been seeing Dr. Dan and getting nutritional help and work from him. This guy is just brilliant. And I don't care if you're sick or you're not sick or you want to improve your life or whatever you're with or not dealing with anything, this is the guy to talk to. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to juice and what to juice, and we'll go that direction when we get back from this break. And welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Show. And it's supposed to be with Stephen Kay, but I'm not Stephen Kay. I am Jerry Hobby, and my company is Anything Internet, and I'm one of Stephen Kay's show experts. And so what I do is I help people with their internet marketing, and my show is Tuesday. But today we're not talking about me. Today we have another guest, and I am being the host, and Dr. Dan is our guest. Dr. Dan, and you can contact Dr. Dan at drdanwellness.com. And what we want you to call in and participate. And today we're talking about juicing with Dr. Dan. And if you want to call into the show, you can call in at 713-783-8365. And so call us at 713-783-8365. If you call while we're live on the air, we'll bring you on the show and you can ask your questions. And if you call when the show is in a rerun or we're not live on the air, that phone number will still get answered by Stephen and we'll get you in touch with Dr. Dan and you'll be able to ask your questions that you're interested in. And Dr. Dan is a nutritionist and a chiropractor, and he's a nutritionist. I don't know if he's, are you actually a nutritionist, Dr. Dan?
I'm an applied clinical nutritionist, so I have I've done a couple hundred hours of postgraduate education in nutrition, and I'm working towards a doctorate in that. Once I reach 300 hours, I'm going to be taking this wonderfully big exam, which will be so much fun.
Well, I know that because I've talked to you like many times, and you know, we go through hours of conversation on nutritional things, and I've never known anybody that knows as much about this stuff as you do. And I have talked to nutritionists, you know, different people, and I've also had some experience with, you know, talking to different, say these network marketing nutritional companies and things like that about why there's a super pill or whatever it is. There's all this stuff. And so I've heard every conversation in the world, but I've never heard anybody talk that really understood the science of this stuff like what, no. And it's a great pleasure always to talk to you and be around you, because it's not just a matter of getting good foods in your body. It's about achieving these balances so that all the different pieces stack up, because every part of it needs to work. It's like a race car. Every single part needs to do its job and they all work together. And if one thing is off, it all has to work together. So anybody, you know, if you want to talk to Dr. Dan and get your wellness on track, you want to call Dr. Dan at 713-295-9358 and set up an appointment and go talk to Dr. Dan. This guy, he knows his stuff, and he is a chiropractor and he can help with chiropractic things, and he also is brilliant on nutrition and whole foods nutrition and all this stuff. You want to call Dr. Dan or visit him at drdanwellness.com. Now, before the break, Dr. Dan, before the break, we were talking about how important it was to juice, and we compared juicing to blending and things of that nature, and it was a wonderful conversation. But with all that said, it's kind of like, what do we do next, or how do we get started, and what do we blend, and should we come see you first? There's all this stuff going on. So kind of help us get started. What do you think we should do?
Well, the first thing is that, you know, start out with a very simple juice. So the first juice that I ever drank, you know, I had a little bit more of a sweet tooth at the time. So it was carrot and apple. And so the apple just gave a little bit more sweetness, because, you know, drinking carrots is, you know, very new, what at the time was very new to me. Made a lot of sense, but I just hadn't done it. And so I did the carrot and an apple, and it was tasty. And most people that I give carrot and apple juice to, they're like, oh, well, that's really nice. They expect it to be like some weird thing because it's orange, you know, but they enjoy it. And then what I did is I moved into like carrot, apple, and spinach. So I got some greens in there. And then eventually I, you know, could drop the apple out and I could do carrot, spinach. And then, you know, eventually I could start experimenting. You know, one of my friends did carrot and orange juice, and I'm like, oh my God, that's going to be disgusting. And I tasted it. And I was like, oh wow, this is good. So, you know, you try these different recipes, and I have some recipes. I was considering putting them up on my website, and I can do that over this weekend. And, you know, there's a lot of different recipes out there. There's a good aspects to doing certain things like parsley, which you think, oh, that's the stuff they put in my plate that I always toss to the side, but it actually has a good nutrient quality to it. It helps detoxify more toxins and heavy metals than other foods do. So cilantro is the same way like that. So, but some people hate cilantro. So you got to know what you a little bit, and then you just kind of experiment with the juices. But I've got some recipes. The other thing that tricks people up when they're juicing, I just talked about this with somebody, and I thought, you know, it was so obvious, and I realized that maybe it's obvious to me because I've been doing it for so long. But she's like, I need a recipe like how many carrots, how many apples, and how many, and I'm like, wait, no, we're doing it the wrong way. The way you do it is based on how much is in the glass. So because every juicer will juice, and we'll get into juicers in a minute, but every juicer will produce more or less juice depending on how good a juicer it is. So if I told you it's this many carats and then you ended up with a smaller glass, so what you want to do is you want to like put the glass there, an 8-ounce glass, and you want to fill up the 8-ounce glass, usually about 2/3 carats, 1/3 juice and of apples. And then you can go to 2/3 carrots and move towards 1/3 greens. And there's, you know, and that's the concept, is you try to get that in there so that you have that taste. Now, if you start getting a little bit better and you're handling like the dark leafy greens, like kale, for example, then you may want to throw an apple in there to try to make it taste a little bit better, because kale is pretty intense, you know. Some people love it. Some people can do straight green juices, and that's really the best, you know, is to even get to lesser and lesser carrots, so maybe even get down to 1/2 carrot. But that's the diehards. That wouldn't be like where you would start out at.
Well, I learned, you know, I did some juicing for a while, and I haven't been into it in a while, but there's a few things that I try, but I remember working, I had some lemon juice that I would put into some things, and ginger. I really like putting in ginger, because I like things to be, just have a little bit of spice to it, and ginger actually goes well with a lot of what you're talking about, and it just gives it sort of an edge to it. But yeah, there's a lot of fun you can have in juicing and mixing up the flavors and doing different things. And I imagine that when you really start searching out there, there's probably thousands of great juicing recipes. But you know, to me, it's like, it makes me worry about the sugar load, and especially being that I have type 2 diabetes. So with this kind of juicing, am I really just pounding on, or is this a different kind of sugar, or what do I need to be concerned about with that?
Well, it is sugar. It is different than white sugar or sucrose, but it's still sugar, and you still have an insulin response to it. So, you know, being a diabetic, you are probably well aware of checking your blood sugars and adapting your insulin as needed, right? But the concept that we do with diabetics is a little bit different. We do 4-ounce glasses. And when we ease up on the carrots if we can. So what we try to do is do like 1/2 carrot, 1/2 greens. And if you can handle that, because, you know, you've been doing this for a while, you can add in the ginger. And ginger, by the way, just to tell our listeners real quick, ginger is extremely potent and powerful. So start out with a small amount of ginger.
Yeah, you don't need much.
Yeah, because it really, you know, the first time I ever did it, you know, I cut off this huge chunk of ginger, threw it in the juicer, I drank it back, and I was like, ah! You know, so it's potent. So
it's almost like horseradish. It's super intense.
It is.
Just a couple slivers of it. Yeah,
I like it. Some people don't, you know, and it does give a little bit of a warmth to your tummy too. So it's a different experience.
Yeah. Now I like spinach, and it's surprising, because spinach is extremely colorful with its dark green color, and it changes the color of the juice drastically. But yeah, there's very little flavored spinach, really, and when you blend it in with the juices, you really can't taste it that much, and you can put a lot of spinach in your juice and it doesn't come out tasting like a salad. It still tastes like the juice you put it in, the carrots and the apple and whatever else. So yeah, it wasn't hard to mix that in, and I do enjoy, you know, barley grass and things of that nature, those kinds of things. So all those things have good flavor, but like you said, you just get used to them. As you know, it tastes like grass, but grass is actually, you know, has its own kind of sweetness to it. So if you, as you get more advanced, you just kind of learn those flavors. But how does this compare to, say, buying things like noni juice or any of these other kinds of high antioxidant juices that are available out there?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I can give you my supposition, but I don't have any like research on it. So the concept of those juices are, you know, they have a high ORAC value, which is the, you know, much antioxidants, it's there when it's in a lab sitting in a glass. And so there's a lot of benefit to that. There's no question. But as I mentioned in the last segment, you know, this whole concept of this, what's called biophotonic light energy that's inside the juices, when they're a live food. So in other words, when you juice it today, it still has this energy, this, you know, potency. There's something in the fresh juicing that's just not available if you're not doing it fresh. So I've seen some really amazing things with like goji juice and those other things that are out there with some patients. You know, they said, oh, I spent this money, I did this, da, 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 and, you know, got well. My thing that happened to me is what I realized is because they are multi-level marketing and it's a great business model. No, you know, our listeners know that. But what happens is the money has to also go to all the people in the downline. So it ends up being very expensive. So when people are spending $150 a month on, you know, their box of juice, you know, their four bottles of juice for a month, I can do a lot with a patient for $150 a month, as you know. You know, we can make some big changes with people. So, and that means with a lot of supplements and a lot of things. So it was hard for me to continue to recommend that unless money is not an issue for you, you know, and it's just like, okay, I just want the best of the best, you know. So.
Well, and I wanted to add to it just on that point is like, I'm not an anti-MLM guy. If you're into network marketing or whatever, that's fine. It's your choice how that works. But what I find is if you buy like one of those things, they have you doing like one shot of juice a day or two shots or something, and it's a pretty small quantity. And I don't know if it's intensified in any way or concentrated in any way, but it seems like when you're juicing yourself, you're buying lower cost fruits and you're getting glasses of juice as opposed to little shots of juice. So it's actually, it's cheaper and you get a lot more, have the live enzymes and the live stuff going on. It just seems like it's better to juice it yourself overall, but that the other stuff isn't bad. But like you say, it's cost per ounce, if you will. It's far more expensive.
Absolutely. And you mentioned something really important that I failed to mention earlier, which is enzymes. So enzymes, these digestive enzymes are things that our body, when we're born with, that helps us digest our foods. We replenish those enzymes by foods we eat. But every time we eat a processed food, we have to use extra enzymes. And so what ends up happening is we don't replenish our enzymes well enough, and a lot of us have a lot of trouble with digestion. And one of the things that's benefit of juicing is we're starting to replenish some of those natural enzymes. And that is another huge benefit to juicing. And then there's also the concept of actual specific juicing for specific ailments. We don't have time to go into all that today on the show, but again, if you come to one of my juice seminars, I'll go over that. But there's certain things that we do for allergies, other things we do for ulcers. So like cabbage juice is very famous for healing ulcers. You know, there's all these different things that we can do to, you know, specifically make a change. Like, you know, people who get seasonal allergies, they get them really bad, you know. And so if you juice for like 3 days prior to the change of the season, most people's allergies are dramatically lower for the entire season. Well, that's pretty huge. You know, maybe I should go ahead and juice every, you know, when every, around every seasonal change. It's just really awesome, to see those types of things.
Now,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I know we only have a couple minutes left and I wanted to make sure that we talk a little bit about juicers.
That's what I was going to ask about. So go ahead. Tell us about the juicers.
Yeah. So here's the deal. The juicers can run from $50 to $3,000. And there's exactly. There's no question that the $3,000 juicer is better than the $50 juicer, right? We can all see that. We can all agree with it. The top of the line juicer is called a Norwalk juicer, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, the Norwalk juicer, and what it literally does is has this amazing amount of pressure, and it compresses the carrots and the juices. Can you imagine how much pressure you would need to just press all the juice out of a carrot? That's why it's $3,000. But it works, it's great, and the research shows with the Norwalk juicer that the enzymes will last 3 days. So this is why places like Arden's Garden, for example, will use a Norwalk juicer, because the enzymes will last. Now, the trick, though, is that, unfortunately, Arden's Gardens, to be able to get into the stores, has had to been pasteurized, so you kind of lost the whole benefit anyway. But if you go straight to one, and I don't think there's that too many of them here in Texas, but you go straight to one, you can get that. But then we say, okay, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not getting a $3,000 juicer, so what am I going to do? Well, then they have a $400 juicer, which is gears. So the two gears run into each other and they compress the juice. But what I've found is that those gears, it's just too hard. It takes too long. It's too hard to clean. And the research does not show that it has dramatically more enzymes that last for much longer. It seems like it's still they only last for a day. So then we move into the Breville juice fountain. There is the Jack-O-Lane, but I don't feel like it's anywhere holds as good as the Breville juice fountain. So I recommend the Breville juice fountain plus or one of their higher end machines. And that runs about $200. And it works very fast. It's sort of like the Vitamix. It's got an extremely powerful motor. It is centrifugal, spins around, but that's okay. The nutrients will stay there for the day. They, you know, every hour they decrease some, but it's still they're there for the day. You can juice, you know, a whole bunch of juice very, very quickly. You can clean it very, very simply as long as you have a good brush. And that's what I recommend to my patients every day of the week.
Okay, and what does a juicer like that cost? Is it like $100 or something?
It's $200 for the Breville Juicer and Plus. If you search around, you might get it at like $175, $150 if you're lucky. So
okay.
I expect that that's a really good investment. It's so much better than the Jack-O-Lane, which you can get for $80. You know, it's okay to get the Jack-O-Lane, but it's Jack-O-Lane, you know, it leaks a little bit sometimes. You can only do so much. It's just not quite as potent as the Breville juice fountain. They just, when you go and compare them online, you'll be surprised.
Okay, so you've heard all about juicing, but what you've also heard is that there's different recipes and ways to solve different kinds of problems and some concerns. So I want you to definitely get in touch with Dr. Dan and get him to work with you through your juicing program, especially if you're dealing with any personal health challenges. To get him to work with you on that. To get hold of Dr. Dan, you can visit him at drdanwellness.com or you can call him at 713-295-9358. And we'll be back after this short break.